Last week, we told you about Judge Mandela Makaula, who recused himself from the rape trial of controversial pastor Timothy Omatoso. This was after Omatoso's lawyer, Peter Doberman, previously pushed for the judge's recusal, accusing him of being biased following the testimony of the first witness, Cheryl Zondi. But also remember, it emerged at a later stage that certain witnesses were allegedly being accommodated at a guest house owned by Makaula. Well, the judge spoke out on Friday saying that his wife owns that guest house and he has no financial interest, in the business and plays no role. But he also said that he decided to recuse himself so that there's no doubt around his credibility. But what this effectively means is that the trial has to start from scratch. And the person who will be heavily affected by this is Cheryl Zondi. And she held a press briefing earlier today. And we're going to speak to Togo Mkhwanazi Xaluva now, who's the chair, the deputy chairperson of the Cheryl Zondi Foundation. Thank you so much for your time. I suppose the question that, you know, everybody, most people have been wanting to ask Cheryl Zondi is how she felt when she found out that she would have to go back to court to relive that trauma and tell those harrowing stories again and face her alleged perpetrator. How did she feel?
She was quite devastated, I must say, but she's a very strong young woman. And she feels she needs to do this because the truth will never change color, irrespective of how many times you tell the truth. The truth will survive time and any innuendos and suggestions that may come from anywhere. But she's very strong. Of course, her strength is also, you know, we need to be realistic. You can be strong, but she's got her good days and her bad days.
I mean, I was listening to her briefing earlier today and she was talking about how, you know, taking the stand at the time was very difficult and agonizing. Is she prepared to do it again, to go through that secondary victimization?
She is fully prepared to go through secondary traumatization and victimization. She's strong. She's got the support of her family. She's got the support of the foundation and a whole range of South Africans who have showed that support to her. But also, not only is she just standing up for herself, since the launch of the foundation, there have been many, many other victims who have felt empowered to come out and tell their story. You know, they've got different stories to tell, and her point of departure is that she cannot let them down. But also, she wants to tell her story, and she's capable of doing that. Of course, she's a student. She's 23. 2 weeks ago, she turned 23. And trauma is just trauma. We just need to support her to go through this very difficult time again.
But then there's also something else that she has to face. You know, Omatoso's lawyer, Peter Doberman, was asking some ridiculous questions, you know, when he was cross-examining Cheryl Zondi, you know, about the size of Omatoso's penis, for example. Is she, you know, ready to be cross-examined by him again, or, you know, are there plans in place to try and avoid that? And I'm not sure if you've got that legal option to also perhaps apply for not to be cross-examined by that particular lawyer.
Well, she doesn't have that option, unfortunately. She'll have to be cross-examined. It might still ask the same questions again. One thing Cheryl is aware of is that she doesn't have any control over what the defense lawyer does. But she's got control over how she responds to that.
All right, Togo Mkhwanazi Xaluva is the deputy chairperson of the Cheryl Zondi Foundation. Look, thank you so much for your time. And I mean, we spoke about this on Friday, but I'm happy to take more of your calls on what you think of this. I mean, if you're a lawyer, also tell us if she has that option to say, actually, I'm not happy with the kind of questions I was getting from this particular lawyer, and I want to actually apply that there be a different lawyer who cross-examines me in this case, given the kind of questions and the opposition that, you know, Omotoso's lawyer also got, even from the judge himself, who said those were totally unfair and ridiculous questions.